You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And let me tell you about another great Locked On podcast. It's the Locked On NFL Draft podcast, hosted by Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak. They will give you all the recaps and analysis of the 2021 NFL Draft and a look ahead at next year's future first round picks. A great way to get ready for the college football season is learning about the guys who are going to be going in next year's NFL draft. So follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners now at the Sooners Wire at USA Today. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. Make sure you go check out our Facebook page as well, Locked On Sooners Podcast. Just check it out everywhere. Sometimes posting some great content, sharing articles from different resources and mediums. Fantastic coverage from all over Sooners Nation. I mean, you got guys like John Hoover over at SI providing great content, Jason Kersey over at The Athletic. Just a lot of great reads from great writers all across Sooners Nation. So make sure you go give them some love as well. And I appreciate you all so much. I know it's like kind of a downtime for Oklahoma Sooners football, but we have a lot to talk about to get ready for the 2021 season. And I appreciate you all hanging in with me as we've kind of been in a downtime and, you know, taking a few days off here and there as we get ready to ramp back up here in the middle of July for our 5 day a week coverage as we get ready for the 2021 season. But today I want to talk about NIL. Name, image, and likeness is here. It is a new era in college football, and it couldn't have come soon enough. Now, I know college football was supposed to be amateur athletics. It was supposed to be one of those things that it was good for the school. It was good for the students. It provided scholarships. And for a long time, that was absolutely enough. You know, the scholarship was enough of a payment to allow students to play college football, get their education. But things have changed so much in the last 20, 30 years that college football is a full-time job. It's not just you know, go to your classes, you have a practice, get ready for games, and that's about it. There are workouts, there are film sessions, there's practice, there's team meetings. I mean, it's a full schedule in addition to your workload. I mean, these guys are professionals. They're running a professional schedule. And on top of that, they're taking 12, 15 hours of classes every semester at the same time. And so it was the necessary move that needed to happen. The NCAA was really trying to hold on for as long as possible. Those court decisions at the Supreme Court really paved the way for NIL to take shape. And it needed to happen. These guys that play football for universities and make millions for these universities, especially the elite programs like Oklahoma and for the NCAA and for these bowl games, they weren't able to capitalize off of their own image while the NCAA was able to do so, or off their own likeness or off their own name. So a guy like Baker Mayfield, who was arguably the biggest name in college football several years ago, wasn't going to be able to capitalize off of that until he got into the NFL. And now you see him, you know, progressive commercials and all over the place. And he's just a big name in the NFL, even though he's not maybe the best quarterback in the NFL, he's still a huge name. And he's very prevalent on, you know, on TV and in the media and things like that. But just, you know, if he were playing college football today, that would have been able to start for him now, as opposed to having to wait a year and get into the NFL. And so you look at what this is going to do for the landscape of college football. It's going to change some things a little bit. I think a lot of people are concerned that maybe it's going to create more of a divide between the haves and the have nots in college football. Like, people think all of a sudden that Alabama is going to get more recruits because of name, image, and likeness than say like a Vanderbilt, or that Oklahoma will get more recruits than say Kansas. I don't think it really changes much, because the players that were going to come to Oklahoma, were going to come to Oklahoma anyway, because it either gave them the best chance to win, gave them the best chance to move on to the next level. It gave them a best chance to play, or it gave them the best chance to get their education, whatever degree that they were really hoping to get. And Oklahoma had it to offer. You know, so it's a variety of things that, that go into play here. And I don't think that it's going to change a whole lot. Now it might skew a few recruits one way or the other, but the guys that were going to be the top recruits, the ones that are going to have some significant impacts on Saturdays, they're going where they're going, regardless of NIL, because all of the top programs are going to have the same opportunities for these players. You know, the players that go to Texas are going to have similar opportunities to capitalize off of their name, image, and likeness as players that go to Oklahoma or Texas A&M or Nebraska. Well, maybe not Nebraska. Ooh, Nebraska, what you doing, y'all? Anyway, or Alabama or Florida, Miami, you know, the top programs are going to stay the top programs. That's not going to really change. And I don't think, because of scholarship limitations, that players are going to be seeking out the top programs simply because of name, image, and likeness opportunities. Those guys are going to be seeking out the top programs because it gives them opportunity to improve their playing ability, build their career, and hopefully go to the NFL, or it gives them a chance to win, which is, you know, it's huge. Like, I think maybe that's an underrated aspect sometimes of college recruiting is, you know, we talk about, you know, the opportunity to play, the opportunity to move on to the NFL, but sometimes players just want to go where they can win. And that's why you see a lot of times Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma at the top of the recruiting rankings, Ohio State. And yes, will this help some build their brand and build their name? Sure, absolutely it will. But again, I don't think it's going to create this big divide where all of a sudden, you know, Kansas can't get any players because they're all committing to Oklahoma just for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Because if you're the, say you're the 50th guy on the roster, how many opportunities are you really going to get at Oklahoma versus maybe going to Kansas? Like, if name, image, and likeness is what you want to do, and that's your goal, because you don't think you can go to the NFL, then you want to kind of go to a smaller school where you might be the bigger fish in a small pond, right? Kind of like a Talen Shetron. Now, that's not why he's going to Oklahoma State. He's going because he wants to play with his brother, but he's going from being kind of one guy in a pretty crowded wide receiver room to potentially being the top dog at Oklahoma State. And so, again, I don't think this is going to change a whole lot as far as NIL is concerned, or as far as recruiting is concerned. Again, it'll help some, and, you know, the schools will use it as a way to, you know, as a pitch, and they'll show their effectiveness at it, their readiness and preparedness for it. But it's not going to be a, I don't know, I don't think it'll add to the decision all that much. Because again, like, you know, a guy that was considering Alabama or Oklahoma, his name was already going to be huge regardless. Like, if he goes to Alabama, it's going to be huge. If he goes to Oklahoma, it's going to be huge. Now, you know, Oklahoma, you know, these bigger schools might have a bit of an edge over some of the middle tier schools. But again, it's, to me, it's going to be small. I don't think it's going to be as big as people are going to make it out to be. We'll talk about some more of the impact of NIL and how it impacts some of the players and the schools in particular coming up next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, I want to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's 50% off, or sorry, a 50% welcome bonus using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we want to talk a little bit more about the implications of NIL on the college football programs, and then which players are going to benefit the most. And then in the third segment, we're going to do something a little bit fun that's going to look at who are the players from the past who would have benefited most from NIL opportunities. Warren Sharp, who does football analytics a lot of times at the NFL level, and is a, I think he's a lawyer, can't remember. He put out a really interesting note and kind of posed the question, you know, like, what would this do for programs who rely on kind of big corporate sponsorships to kind of fund their team, fund their programs? And he wondered if this was going to start taking away from that as it funnels more towards the players. And I don't think it's going to change that much as well, because, you know, you look at like a big business, like Bank First or something like that out of Oklahoma. If they want big time statewide publicity, advertising, marketing opportunities, yeah, they can get some headway with a player. But how much more headway can they get? How much more exposure can they get by branding with the Oklahoma Sooners on all of their media content, their podcasts, their episode or their written content at Soonersports.com? Their advertisements, their ads can be all over that. When Oklahoma Sooners run something on TV, their advertising can be with that as well. On their programs, things like that. So there's grander opportunities for marketing with the school. I think what this will do is you'll start seeing some of these corporations funnel some of their advertising dollars, maybe additional advertising dollars to players to get additional marketing opportunities. So they might have a guy like Spencer Rattler come out to an appearance at whatever, some sales event. But I don't think it's going to change much in the way that big corporations choose to market with the University of Oklahoma, because I think the marketing opportunities are still there and the Oklahoma Sooners are still a huge brand, especially in the state of Oklahoma, where there's the Oklahoma City Thunder, but there's no professional football team. And so if you're wanting to market at the highest level in Oklahoma, even considering the Oklahoma City Thunder, you want to be marketing with the Oklahoma Sooners football team. And now I don't work for Oklahoma. I don't work for the university. So I'm not here to pitch corporations to begin marketing with them. But hey, if you want to market with the Locked On Sooners podcast, we have marketing opportunities for you. Just hit me up at lockedonsooners@gmail.com. I'd love to talk with you about marketing opportunities. And that's an aside. Let's start talking about who are the players that benefit the most from NIL. And I think obviously off the top, it's going to be Spencer Rattler. He is the biggest name in college football. He's a Heisman Trophy front runner, the odds on favorite to win it as a part of one of the four teams that has the greatest chance to win the national championship at a big time program where he is the face of the program on the field. And he's going to get some huge opportunities. You already saw that he signed with Lee Steinberg of Steinberg Sports for representation. And this is a guy that just negotiated Patrick Mahomes' big $400 million deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. Also represents Tua Tagovailoa. That's big time representation. Like, that's not just name, image, and likeness company. That is like legit agent representation. Now, a guy that could end up being his agent when he gets to the NFL and goes on to the next level and is presumably the first overall pick in the NFL draft. So obviously he's going to benefit big. I think another guy that's going to benefit huge on this, obviously, because he's a quarterback, it's Caleb Williams, who looks to be the next face of the Oklahoma Sooners starting in 2022. I think companies are going to start lining up for him as well, to get opportunities just to start getting his name out there, as well as getting their name out what they're attached to Caleb Williams. Even before he takes a snap for the Oklahoma Sooners, I think he's going to have big time marketing opportunities to build his brand, build his pocketbook a little bit. And then next year in 2022, he'll be one of the guys that is going to benefit big time from a name, image, and likeness. Also on the offensive side of the football, I think Marvin Mims is going to have some opportunities to earn big time income through name, image, and likeness because he's the biggest playmaker for the Sooners. Eric Gray could as well. Look at a guy like Austin Stogner. I think he could benefit as well, just because I think a lot of people are really fond of Austin Stogner and he's kind of a fan favorite. Under the radar guy, maybe a Drake Stoops, just because of, you know, the family name, the connection, the Bob Stoops. I think a lot of, you know, radio personalities, media people might be interested in, you know, wanting to talk to Drake Stoops and in interviews and things like that, just to get some stories. Like what was the past like for Drake? Now, obviously we would love to have Drake Stoops on this show and just get a sense of what his life was like and playing high school football as a Stoops and, you know, what his options were like. I don't know. There's just a lot of neat things you could delve into with some of these players and in their backgrounds and their playing histories and just their experiences as Oklahoma Sooners football players. It'd just be fascinating. Nick Bonito is another guy I think is going to be well positioned to benefit from name, image, and likeness because, you know, coming off of an All-American season where he was one of the best defensive players in the country last year, comes into 2021 with a lot of publicity about potentially being one of the best defensive players in college football in 2021, has high expectations for him. With Ronnie Perkins gone, he is kind of the lead guy for that Oklahoma defense, especially from a pass rush perspective. The Oklahoma Sooners need him to perform if they're hoping to make it to the college football playoff and potentially win a national championship. I think, you know, one of the cornerbacks, like a Woody Washington, I think he could be somebody that benefits greatly off of name, image, and likeness. And so there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, and it's going to be at various levels. You know, some guys will do more local sponsorships. Others, like, a, you know, like Spencer Rattler, he's going to get some national opportunities from national companies who are going to want to take an opportunity to market with the Heisman Trophy frontrunner. And so it wouldn't surprise me to see him partner with somebody like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or McDonald's or something like that because he's the biggest name in college football right now. As far as players go, he is the biggest name. And now it remains to be seen. I mean, these guys kind of have a short window before the start of the college football season, you know, the practices in the summer and then the start of the college football season. And so they'll have a short window to be able to capitalize off of this. But the University of Oklahoma has been well positioned to help these guys when they launched the Foundry last fall, and their agents will definitely help them to capitalize off of their name, image, and likeness efficiently before summer practices start and the regular season starts as well. Because I bet, you know, just like in the NFL, I bet a lot of these schools will really encourage their players that, hey, once we start practicing or once the season starts, you know, let's kind of scale back on some of these things because we need you focused and you need to be focused. And so it could impact the on-field in that way. Like if schools are just kind of letting their guys do whatever throughout the whole season, it could allow guys to get distracted a little bit. But I think, you know, like a team like Oklahoma will probably encourage their guys and maybe even have some policies in place that limits how much availability or how many meetings or interviews or appearances they can do during the regular season, just to help them keep balance. Because like we talked about in the first segment, their schedule is already crazy full, right? Like they're already working a full-time job as a college football player, taking a full-time course load. And then you're going to throw the availability and potential appearances on top of that. That's just going to further expand their schedule. And then coming up next, let's talk about some of the Sooners that would have benefited the most from the past off of name, image, and likeness. But first, I got to talk to you about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are always reliably low for every customer. They're the same for do-it-yourselfers and the professional mechanics as well. They have everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, to motor oil, and to even new carpet. Are you looking to save money on the same parts that you can get from a store, from an auto parts store? Well, here's an example. You can get a Honda Odyssey fuel pump for $353 from a chain store. At rockauto.com, it's $216. You know how they're able to save? because they don't have the overhead of a storefront auto parts store. So go explore their easy to use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And also got to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat. It's 100% covered in chocolate and it tastes like a candy bar. It is fantastic tasting and fantastic for you. They come in 9 great flavors from coconut to coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there's something for everyone. You know, my favorite flavor is the peanut butter brownie. I'm also really digging the mint brownie right now, and the coconut almond are on top of the fridge as well. They always have limited time flavors like the coconut brownie chunk they had a few months back. So definitely go to builtbar.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15 to get the best tasting protein bar ever. It's got 17 or 18 grams of protein, only 130 to 180 calories, and the best part, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar. If you're part of a keto diet program, then this might be the protein bar that helps you out so much because they only have 4 or 5 net carbs. Again, fantastic tasting, fantastic for you. Go to builtbar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. Now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to talk about some of the Sooners of the past who might have benefited the most from name, image, and likeness. And the guy that kind of jumps off the page first and foremost for me is Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson was arguably the biggest name in the really in the first decade of Oklahoma Sooners football. Now they had, you know, obviously some big names with, you know, Malcolm Kelly and Jason White and Josh Heupel, Tommy Harris, Gerald McCoy in that first decade of Oklahoma football, but nobody stood out quite like Adrian Peterson did, right? He was a big play threat every time he touched the ball. His running style, which was just physical and explosive, was something that everybody loved to watch, right? And then he also had just a really kind of good personality as well. And so I think he could have been a huge player on the name, image, and likeness scene. I think he would have benefited greatly from just the opportunity to profit off of himself, just knowing, you know, who he is. I think he would have been huge. Obviously, Jason White and the Heisman Trophy, I think that would have been a big time opportunity for him on the name, image, and likeness front, and had huge seasons for Oklahoma. You look at a guy like Brian Bosworth, obviously from the 80s. I mean, there were few players that were as marketable and as kind of out front for Oklahoma Sooners as Brian Bosworth was. I mean, he was a big playmaker. Just the mohawk and the big shoulder pads, and I don't know, just he kind of looked like a Terminator out there playing football. Then you know go into the late 90s, and you know the Sooners national championship team. I think, you know, the linebackers on that team would have been huge. Like or you know, in the early 2000s, you got a guy like Teddy Lehman. I think his playing ability would have led up to a lot of teams looking at him as someone to market with. Or, you know, I think Roy Williams also. I think that would have been a guy that a lot of companies would have lined up to try and get into advertising with them, marketing with, you know, partnering with them. Again, because he was just a really, really recognizable name and face on the Sooners team. And he always had a penchant for big playability as well. He just had huge plays, especially like in the Red River rivalry game where he supermanned over the offensive line and hit Chris Sims, forcing the fumble. And then to me, the biggest one, Baker Mayfield, from a ability standpoint and a productivity standpoint to a visibility and personality, few players in the last 20 years or so have touched on everything that you'd look for if you were looking to market with a player. A really good personality, just someone who's, you know, outgoing. He's an extrovert, but also he's fiery. Like he just draws people in because of the way that he talks about the game and he talks about his teammates and, you know, sometimes talks about opponents. the kind of that brashness on the sideline. Now it might have turned off some companies, but I think it would have drawn in quite a few. I think obviously he was one of the most productive quarterbacks in Oklahoma Sooners football history and in college football history. But I mean, he would have been huge, like from local opportunities to national opportunities. I think companies would have been lining up to partner with Baker Mayfield to get him to endorse their product or whatever it was. They would have wanted Baker Mayfield's just personality on screen with them and their product. And so Baker Mayfield's killing it right now. He's doing great. Got the Progressive deal and that marketing opportunity. And so that's awesome for him. He's starting to have the success, got the Browns to the playoffs for the first time in 20 years last year and was really good in their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and their win there. And so that would have been a lot of fun actually to see what kind of opportunities Baker Mayfield would have gotten if name, image, and likeness would have been a thing. I think we could probably compare a little bit to what Spencer Rattler is going to do this year if he gets those opportunities. I think the thing that would have benefited Baker is, I mean, he played three seasons for the Sooners. And like, so each of those off seasons, he would have had more and more opportunities to rake in those marketing deals. Unlike a guy like Kyler Murray, who just played one year for the Sooners, it may not have been as profitable for him because he would have had just one off season with the Sooners. Actually, he was with the Sooners for 2 years. And so maybe that off season in between his first and second year with the Sooners might've been a big opportunity, especially somebody who also played baseball. That could have been a big opportunity, but I guess like Jalen Hurts is kind of where I'm leading, is that he only had one off season with the Sooners before he had his big 2019 campaign. And so he wouldn't have had near as many opportunities, but Baker Mayfield, man, he would have crushed it. After his first season with Oklahoma, the 2015 year, like that 2016 offseason, the 2017 offseason, I think he would have cashed in big. Even if you just looked at the downtime, between the January bowl game and spring practice starting, that would have been a huge opportunity for him. And then after the spring game until summer practice, he would have had huge opportunities to start, cashing in off of name, image, and likeness. And so it would have been fascinating to watch to see how all that would play out. And I think Baker Mayfield would have been the guy that would have been one of the top earners in college football history if name, image, and likeness was something that had always been around. But again, it's a new era in college football. It kind of changes the landscape of things a little bit, just from a marketing standpoint. I think it's going to be really fascinating to watch how the teams and the players each navigate this new era of college football. And as things kind of play out and we hear more about sponsorships and as name, image, and likeness unfolds a little bit, we'll break it down here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go check out some of the previous episodes if you missed any of those. Love your feedback. If you got some questions or comments you'd love to share, hit me an email at lockedonsooners@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter at lockedonsooners or my personal Twitter account at John9Williams for Sooners coverage. Make sure you go to the Sooners Wire at usatoday.com and check that out. But until Monday, hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. Enjoy your families and friends. Stay safe. If you drink, drink responsibly. Just be careful out there, but have a good time. Happy Independence Day. And shout out to all the troops that helped maintain that independence. Again, I'm John Williams. Catch you on Monday. Boomer Sooner.